It's 90.9 WHYY, just about 5:30. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Good morning. Can a class teach someone to become happier? There's a new program at the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine that thinks so. It's a 6-week program. It isn't therapy, but it helps students become more grateful and rooted in positive feelings. From WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Ann Hoffman has more.
Scott Glassman, who created the program, says that focusing on positive aspects of life actually helps stimulate positive emotions. He's a psychologist who co-directs the school's Masters of Counseling program. The happiness class covers themes like accomplishments, personal strengths, gratitude, humor, and kindness.
You're really not focusing on what's wrong and pathology, but rather how can we accentuate the best of who people are.
It's all about strengthening what he calls a happiness muscle. Glassman opens the class by asking about recent acts of kindness. A student named DK, who didn't want to give his last name, answers.
I was nice to 6 people this week.
You've come a long way.
I had, no, I didn't cuss anybody. I haven't used the F word in 3 weeks.
DK used to work as a bodyguard and a driver for celebrities. He says the abuse his body took as a bodyguard led to chronic pain. Both DK and another student, Cheryl, say they are hooked on the class. Cheryl had a massive stroke, and her doctor recommended the class. After losing her husband, she found that friends often didn't know what to say.
If I'm under a stressful situation, they'll just say, oh, child, you know how to handle that. You'll be okay.
Glassman says that the class models acceptance and kindness, which creates a new way of relating to others.
I think people like to, and family members and friends like to give advice. And that comes from a personal perspective oftentimes, which may not gel with what that person's experience and troubles and struggles are.
And research says that happiness is good for physical health as well. Happier people are more likely to have better blood pressure and heart rates. Ann Hoffman, WHYY News.
Interesting. Just about 5.